This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is gravely concerned about the escalation of violence in Gaza as well as southern Israel. Guterres said any further escalation of tensions will endanger lives, deepen the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, and undermine the support for the return of the Palestinian Authority to the territory. Statement comes after four Palestinians and one Israeli soldier were killed in violence along the border between Israel and Gaza. A Hamas spokesperson said the two sides had agreed to a ceasefire, which was largely respected on Saturday. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told reporters in Buenos Aires the Trump administration fully supports the independence of the U.S. Central Bank or Federal Reserve, despite the president's critical remarks last week. In Argentina, for a meeting of the G20 finance ministers, Mnuchin said Mr. Trump's comments were not intended to put any pressure on the central bank to lower interest rates. President Trump told CNBC in an interview earlier this week that he doesn't like to see all the work being done on the economy and then see interest rates go up. He also spoke about the U.S.-EU trade issues.
We said if we don't negotiate something fair, then we have tremendous retribution, which we don't want to use, but we have tremendous powers. You have to, including cars. Cars is the big one.
His comments on the central bank were a break from protocol. U.S. presidents do not normally comment on the workings of the Federal Reserve, which raises and lowers interest rates in an effort to keep the economy from overinflating or from deflating. This is VOA News. UN Human Rights Office is criticizing Indian media for reporting, it says, intent of spreading false accusations and misinformation about the publication last month of the first ever UN Human Rights Report on Kashmir. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Indian media outlets have been unsparing in their criticisms and disdain of the UN report, calling it fallacious and describing its content as a nefarious conspiracy or a report authored by the Pakistani Security Service. The 49-page report documents mass human rights violations and abuses over seven decades of conflict in Indian-administered and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The information was gathered through remote monitoring because neither side would grant UN investigators access to their territories. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israel has evacuated approximately 800 volunteer white helmet rescuers and their families from Syria, taking them to Jordan in a Saturday night convoy of buses accompanied by Israeli police and UN vehicles. The Israeli Defense Fund said the evacuation was done at the request of the United States and European countries. Israel said the evacuees were taken to a neighboring country but did not mention Jordan. Petra, Jordan's official news agency, said the Syrians are in a closed area in Jordan. Agency said Britain, Germany, and Canada had agreed to resettle them within 3 months. Now more on President Trump's boosting about tariff trades, his comments on the U.S. Central Bank, and some of the digs he took at trading partners. We get more now from AP's Sagar Magani.
The president tells CNBC he's willing to hit every import from China with tariffs, more than $500 billion worth of goods. The administration's already put tariffs on $34 billion in Chinese imports and says a second round could target another $200 billion worth. Beijing has vowed to respond forcefully. On Twitter, the president targeted the Fed for a second straight day over interest rate hikes, breaking with longstanding White House tradition of avoiding any hint of influencing the central bank's actions. His remarks, combined with ongoing trade tensions, sent markets sliding. Sagar Magani at the White House.
China's President Xi Jinping started a four-nation visit to Africa in Senegal, expected to sign a bilateral deal with Senegal, which is a rapidly growing economy. China has been making investments, loans, and deals with African nations to help expand and improve infrastructure and to gain access to materials and markets imported to the Chinese economy. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.